This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all that we try to reduce, reuse, and recycle, we still wind up pumping incredible amounts of plastic out into the world. And so much of it just sits there, polluting and breaking down. Enter, then, British and American scientists who think they've come up with a new tool to fight plastic pollution, an enzyme that feeds specifically on the plastics used to make bottles and clothing and carpets, which could make recycling plastics cheaper and more lucrative and keep us from dumping tons of it, perhaps, into the environment. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one from London.
First, a mea culpa from Sian Sutherland, who once ran a cosmetics company and is now an ardent anti-plastics campaigner.
You know, having been a massive plastic sinner myself, with no thought of what happened to those plastic bottles that I was pumping out every year.
Seeing the error of her ways, as she puts it, Sutherland co-founded a group called A Plastic Planet to highlight what's happened to the 9 billion tons of the stuff the world has produced.
Only 7% of any plastic has been recycled. That's the current recycling rate globally. 12% has been incinerated. So it gives you an idea of the scale of the problem, of how much plastic is languishing in our environment right now.
But the war on plastic waste could get a boost thanks to a breakthrough here at the Centre for Enzyme Innovation at Portsmouth University.
We work to study enzymes from the natural world to help tackle global problems.
Rosie Graham is part of a research team that's been trying to harness Mother Nature to deal with plastic pollution. As the team's leader, John McGeehan, told the BBC, they're building on an extraordinary discovery 4 years ago in Japan.
In a Japanese recycling dump, they discovered a bacterium that was actually living in the plastic waste, and it was actually living on a diet of PET plastic. So that's the plastic that makes up our drinks bottles, much of our synthetic clothing and carpets and that type of thing.
Plastic dumped in the sea or in the soil can take hundreds of years to degrade naturally. The plastic munching bugs, Idionella sakaiensis, deal with it in a matter of weeks. Very fast, but of course not fast enough for Homo sapiens.
If we want to convert this to an industrial process, we need to use our best minds to speed things up.
And that is what the Portsmouth Lab has done, in collaboration with Professor Greg Beckham and his team at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Colorado. Using genetically engineered enzymes from the bacteria, they sped up the process sixfold, breaking the plastic down within days.
Which is really exciting. That's where you start thinking now about scale-up and the use of these biotechnological solutions for PET recycling, for bottles, clothing, carpet, etc.
Potentially, this is cheaper and more efficient than either traditional or chemical recycling. Beckham says the enzymes break the plastic down to its most basic molecular building blocks.
And one could perhaps turn it into new materials as well that are higher value, and to incentivize the economics of recycling, which is certainly something that we as humankind, I think, need to be working on quite vigorously.
Sian Sutherland, the repentant plastic sinner, would prefer to wean the world away from plastics altogether. She has reservations about the plastic-eating bug approach.
If really all we're doing is just taking a little bit of this plastic waste in order to make more plastic, then all we're doing is really putting on a band-aid.
But Beckham and his colleagues say that given the magnitude of the problem of plastic pollution, many different solutions must be tried, and they will all take time. It could be a decade before these enzymes are commercially viable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.